CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Talking Metal. Keep rocking.
All right.
What's up? This is Bam Margera, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
This is Bill.
And this is Brent, and we are in Mastodon.
You're listening to Talking Metal, dudes. And do that.
Yeah, this is Rob Dukes from Exodus, and you're listening to Talking Fucking Metal.
Hello, everybody. This is Max Cavalera from Soulfly Cavalera Conspiracy, and you listen to Talking Metal. I'll see everybody on tour.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. It's time to rock. Broadcasting worldwide from John Astronomy's Silver Spacecraft. You are listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. So sit back, grab a drink, turn up the earbuds, and hit that oxygen axle road style. Because this ship has just hit hyperspace. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the greatest podcasters this side of Mars, Mark Striegel and John Astronomy.
Hey, it's John Astronomy, broadcasting from Jersey City, New Jersey. Welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast. What's happening, guys? Tons of stuff going on in Talking Metal land, and you might not realize it, but usually when you don't hear a lot from us online, that means there's a ton of stuff happening, what we call offline, and that usually means that we're going to have a ton of cool stuff ready for you guys in the near future, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to recap our recent events, but first I want to tell you, we have a great show. We have Don Jameson from VH1 Classics, That Metal Show. I've been friends with Don for so many years, probably the early to mid-90s is when I first met Don, and he's got a great show over there on VH1 Classic. As you guys know, Mark and I are doing stuff for MTV2, and we're all one big happy family. MTV Networks, as you know, owns MTV, MTV2, VH1 Classic, VH1, and assorted other channels, so we are all ready to rock. Don has been a good friend for many years, as is Eddie Trunk, and Jim Florentine is very, very cool. Great, great comedian. I really enjoyed what he did with Crank Yankers. So anyway, guys, we got a great interview coming up that I conducted with Don at the recent Zakk Wylde Hellfire Halloween Bash back on October 31st at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City. So stay tuned for that. For all you gearheads, I have a little excerpt of my interview with Max Cavalera from Soulfly and Cavalera Conspiracy that I saved specifically because we were talking about gear, and I wanted to save that little bit for all you gearheads. So stay tuned for that. Man, I don't even know where to start, guys. So many things have happened for Talking Metal, and let me just start out by saying the reason I'm broadcasting solo today is that Mark is traveling from Indiana to New Jersey. He was on a special trip for the holidays, and I was originally supposed to be in Pennsylvania for the holidays, but I wound up doing something really, really cool. I was actually in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with the Gibson Guitars Float and Jimmy Fallon and a great, great band called The Roots. These guys aren't metal, but these guys are very cool, and they definitely know how to rock. I couldn't have had a better time, man. We had a blast. We started up at like 84th or 82nd Street, right next to Central Park West, and then we wound up right in front of Macy's, and it was very, very cool. If you were in New York and lucky enough to be on the parade route, you would definitely have seen what we were up to. Maybe we'll post some pictures in the show notes or the news section of TalkingMetal.com. So stay tuned for that. So that's what I did over the weekend. Now, let me see how far back to go. I met a really cool person named Chauncey Hayden through Dan Lorenzo and Alan Tecchio of Screaming Metal. And Chauncey, one of the main dudes for a magazine in New Jersey called Steppin' Out. And we first hooked up with the penthouse pet turned actress, Krista Ayn, at the Gibson Guitar Showroom in New York. Krista is a very, very cool person. We hit it off. Then Krista, Chauncey, Metal Mike, Dan Lorenzo, a bunch of other cool people hooked up again at an event that Steppin' Out did to premiere what was called the Metal Issue. And what was really cool is Chauncey wanted to interview me for that, which was great. So there's a two-page interview. And the whole issue was about metal. There was a great article with Krista. And then there was a section where people could pick their top five metal albums of all time. And you'll see a list from our very own Mark Striegel of Talking Metal. You'll see Eddie Trunk. You'll see Jim Florentine and Don Jameson, as well as some other really cool cats. And it is something worth seeking out because, guys, by this time, the issue has been out and it's a weekly thing, so they're probably all gone. So anyway, if you could find that, look for it online, and that's pretty cool. StepinOutMagazine.com is the website for that. So that happened. Then I wound up through Chauncey meeting the beautiful Savannah Sampson, who Mark actually ran into way back when at a hymn show. So that was really, really cool. We did a couple of great photos. Once again, look for those either in the show notes, the news section, or Lady Space. We will post those at some point. They were very, very cool. And Savannah was just so cool. She's unbelievably hot. I had a blast hanging out with her for an evening for another photo session. So that was great. And what else? That brings me to my recent trip to Nashville, Tennessee, where I went to the Les Paul Tribute Show. It was an unbelievable show. It was great to travel down to Nashville, hung out at some really, really cool bars. Eric Bones of Steel, the metal expert from VH1, recommended a cool place for me to hit, which was called Gold Rush, which of course I did. Hung out at a cool place called The Stage, where I took some additional photos for Lady Space, so once again, look for that. And just couldn't have had a better time. The only negative was that the main reason I went down was I was going to be working with Ace Frehley, and I was flying from New York, and Ace was flying from L.A., and unfortunately, Ace had a temperature of 102, had the flu, and there was no way, doctor's orders, that Ace was going to get on a plane, and even if Ace would have tried to get on a plane, nowadays they tell you that if you're sick, stay home, don't infect others, and thank God Ace got better, and right now he is on his Euro tour. And guys, I was supposed to be there, and I really wish I could have been there tonight. For the next couple of weeks, Ace will be in Europe doing a great tour. Don't miss it. But unfortunately, due to some prior commitments and some other scheduling conflicts, I was unable to head out there. Many of you guys know that I'm working with Ace now. So I am looking forward to some future tours, maybe Australia. So anyway, what I did get to do down in Nashville was hang out with the one and only Zach Wilde. The first person I saw after I checked into the hotel and walked down to the lobby was Zach. So we had a blast hanging out. That was, a Wednesday night? And then Thursday morning, I'm walking around out in front of the hotel, once again, run into Zach. And then what was really, really cool is that Zach and I wound up taking the Gibson Guitars tour bus. And this is like a full-on, you know, rock and roll style tour bus. But the difference is that it's equipped with all kind of cool Gibson guitar stuff on the inside. Guitars on the walls, drums coming off the walls, pods. You know, you guys know what a pod is. It's made by Line 6. You can plug in and just jam with headphones. Really, really cool tour bus. So we took the tour bus from our hotel all the way down to what was called the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, where there's just a ton of great bars and clubs. And what is really neat, guys, is that it could be like 12 o'clock in the afternoon and there will be bands playing in every single one of these bars. So great to, you know, see a town that really embraces music like Nashville. So very, very cool. And what does that bring me to? I guess that brings me to the present, and had a great Thanksgiving, and now we are back in action. In This Moment's coming up this week. We're going to go to that show. We have the Zach Wilde Headbangers stuff coming up very soon on Headbangers Ball. That stuff is finished, guys, and we'll let you know when that's going to air. We did a Headbangers shoot with Rob Halford of Judas Priest, which we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff with. And that was not only a Headbanger shoot, but it was a Talking Metal shoot as well. Just a lot of different stuff happening in Talking Metal land. We have some other cool perspective interviews coming up. Let's just say that there's a band that has four letters in it, and I'm a huge fan. And if you can't figure it out, you're not a Talking Metal diehard. So that's okay. If you're not a Talking Metal diehard and you're new to the podcast, welcome to Talking Metal, guys. Anyway, since we're talking about Ace and we're talking about Zach, we're going to feature some music from both Ace and Zach. We're going to have Don Jameson, and then towards the end of the podcast, we're going to have Max Cavalera. So why don't we start off with an Ace track? This is from his brand new album, Anomaly, and this one's called Pain in the Neck. That was Pain in the Neck by Ace Frehley from the brand new album Anomaly. So guys, let's get directly into my interview with Don Jameson from VH1 Classics, That Metal Show.
Hey guys, hanging out at Zach's Hellfire Halloween Bash with Don Jameson from That Metal Show. What's up?
What's up, brother? Good to see you.
It's excellent. We've been friends since like early 90s, I think, right?
We were wasting away over at the MTV. Not in the sense that we didn't like it there, but we were behind the scenes. We weren't doing metal. We were dealing with Britney Spears and boy bands and all that stuff, and now you and I get to be in the forefront.
Absolutely.
And bring metal to all the people, man.
No doubt. I think I might have pulled tapes that you requested back in the early days.
Yeah, you worked at the tape library, right? And you were one of the few guys that also had long hair, which is cool. And
still got hair, which is good. I'm losing mine, but he's still got it.
Believe this is a lot of moose. it looks a lot fuller than it is, but it's all good. And look, you know, you're a fellow metalhead, and we've always admired that about each other.
Thanks.
And you're a big Kiss fan, of course.
No doubt about
awesome.
It.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I was waiting for. I thought for sure he was going to be full on Ace Frehley.
Well, that's what I did like a couple of years ago, yeah. And I was always Ace, or then I was some version of like John meets Ace, and this is the black label look, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got now. Was this a gift from the band?
This is yes. So cool. This is actually an official. It's called Red Monkey is the company. I got this from the band just for hanging around them all these years.
Yeah, and you actually, I saw on your TV show, you played with them, right?
Didn't yeah, you yeah. Mm-hmm. We did a song called Till the End, which was great, and would love to do it again sometime. And I think we ought to combine forces, guys. Talking Metal, That Metal Show, Headbangers Ball, and just rock out.
Well, absolutely. But the only problem is we have three hosts, and none of them have a shred of musical talent. So you guys, we definitely.
I bet you guys have some musical talent.
Even Florentine has that deep voice, but he cannot carry a tune, believe me.
Hey, guys, great stuff on the season this year, man.
Thank you, thank you. We definitely, if it feels like this season, we've definitely taken another step up, another level, and looks like we're going to hopefully do more in 2010. But, yeah, thanks, man. I mean,
no doubt.
Shows look cool.
Everything from Anvil, which you did here, which was amazing, and you guys had one of my favorite people, Peter Chris.
Yeah. No, Peter was amazing, and, you know, he spoke for a long time about having breast cancer.
Which is really crazy. I mean, who would have ever thought that us guys could get that, you know?
Well, you've interviewed him before, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's a hilarious guy.
Right.
And right in the middle of the interview, he goes, well, listen, I want to get something out. And he did about an 18-minute speech about his whole experience, which was awesome. And the whole crowd we were blown away. But you know with TV, man, it's this when the show airs, that'll be a minute.
Right, right.
So the people at VH1 really did a cool thing, and they posted the entire thing up.
I saw that.
Yeah, VH1classic.com, and I think Eddie Trunk has it on his page. And I'm the technophobe, so I will get to it eventually on one of my pages. But that was really cool of them to do that, and it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so.
No doubt. Now, John, tell me about what are you doing in the future, because everybody knows you have your other career, too, so what's going on with that?
Just going to, you know, while we're between the seasons, I do my stand-up. I go out and tell dirty jokes and filth and yell at people, and so that's, you know, that's my
hey, that's good.
That's my day job, you know.
That's cool. Hey, what a day job, man. That's the day job, and this other stuff is the night gig, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is like the that metal show is like the, you know, it's like the extra thing, but it's great. Like I said, man, I wish we all had shows. I wish, because
no doubt
there can't be enough metal shows.
I know. I'll tell you the truth. I'm a metal fan, and I would watch every metal show. Say there were 10 channels and they had 10 metal shows, I'd watch all of them.
Yeah, I watch your show, you watch my show. I mean, we love metal. Where else are we going to go?
No doubt.
So, but yeah, so hopefully we're going to keep doing it, and that would be cool to do a jam.
Yeah, no, but I would love it, man.
That costs money, John.
I know. Yeah, publishing.
You know where I work.
Publishing, yeah. Well, Don, let's hang out in the future. Let's go get a drink here today and
yeah,
keep rocking.
This is going to be great tonight. Zach is back on his feet, and obviously it's going to be heavy, and we fear no beer, so let's go get one.
Let's do it. Hey, that was Concrete Jungle by Zach Wild and Black Label Society. Always one of my favorite Zach tunes. Special thanks to Don Jameson for coming on Talking Metal. We had a great time at that Zach Hellfire Halloween Bash. Zach debuted his Epiphone Graveyard Disciple guitar. Check that out at epiphone.com. So, speaking of gear, let's get into my gear-related interview with Max Cavalera from Soulfly, Cavalera Conspiracy, formerly of Sepultura. You guys know him. We're going to lead into the interview with a little Probot featuring both Dave Grohl and Max. This is a song called Red War. We're going to hear the interview excerpt, and then we're going to follow it up with one of my favorite bands. I am obsessed with these guys. They're called Death Clock. We're going to end today's podcast with Go Into the Water from the Death album. Guys, go out, buy the Death album, buy the Death album 2, Pickles, Nathan, Murderface, Toki, Swisscar. These guys are one of my absolute favorite bands. So visit us online at TalkingMetal.com, the Talking Metal forums, Bionic Striegel Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Twitter.com/TalkingMetal. You know where to find us. Checking out right now, this is Probot. welcome to Talking Metal. On the line, all the way from Arizona, we have Max Cavalera from Soulfly and Cavalera Conspiracy. How you doing, Max?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Great. I really appreciate you taking the time out. And one of the things that we always cover on our show, which is a little different than everybody else, is we like to talk about the instruments that you're playing. Now, you play with just the four bottom strings.
Right. Yeah, I just play four strings. I don't use the little ones. The solo ones, because I don't do solos.
I think that makes the music way more aggressive, and I just love that. What a great idea.
Yeah, I just took it out a long time ago, and my roadie in Brazil at that time had a debate between buying new strings and buying beer, and I say, well, let's get some beer.
You can't lose doing it that way, so that's very, very cool. Now, you are using a ESP. That's a signature model, right?
Right.
How did you hook up with ESP? Because I know you used to use BC Rich.
Right, I used BC Rich for a while and then Gibson for a while, but then it fell through, and then I got hooked up through ESP. Because of Matt, he's one of the main guys at ESP that we knew. Gloria knew him from the Sacred Reich days, and they just got hooked up with me, and then they just started doing it. The Viper that I really liked, that they did the Brazilian flag one, and became a trademark. And then I just loved their guitars, and I love the material. I think they're great guitars. I think they're really well made. And now they have I have two guitars. I use the Viper and I use the X. It reminds me a little bit of my old BC Rich Warlock.
No doubt about it. Very cool gear. And what are you using for both heads and cabs?
For heads, I'm using PV.
Cool.
Yeah. So I just got an endorsement by PV. They did actually a new amp that's a camouflage one that's also a signature. That's going to be a Max amp.
Very
so
cool.
That's kind of like with the gear that I'm using.
Excellent. The cabs, are they Celestion speakers in it, or does PV put their own type of speakers in the back?
PV put their own speakers.
Cool. PV was always one of my favorite brands from back in the day. I was always like into gear, and I've always loved PV stuff.
They're good stuff, man.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Max, I just wanted to thank you very, very much for taking the time out. Thanks for talking some metal with us, man.
Yeah, man, no problem. Thanks for being in the show. Thank you very much.
And we're looking forward to seeing you when you come down to New York.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, this is Pickle the Drummer from Deathquake, and you're listening to Talking Metal.